Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 58 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. And here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NASS reports that 51% of the nation's corn crop has been planted, compared to 27% a week ago, and the five-year rolling average of 77%. 11% of the corn crop has emerged, compared with 4% last week, and the five-year average of 33%. Soybeans are 11% planted, compared with 4% a week ago, and the five-year average of 29%, and 47% of the winter wheat crop is rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. All the key numbers are on our website. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the USDA report tab. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to trade steady to $1 per hundredweight, higher on still strong demand. Terminals are called steady to mostly a dollar higher, tops from $51 to $58. Peoria is called a dollar higher today with a top price of $51. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, May 12th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,475 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $68 to $81.76. The weighted average was $78.34. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.57 to $63.12. The weighted average, $59.66. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $27,041. The base price range was $71 to $84.76. The weighted average, $81.38. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.50 to $64, and the weighted average was $62.57. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. In the U.S. Midwest, light showers brought anywhere from a tenth to a quarter inch of rain across eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota Monday, and up to a tenth of an inch falling in portions of northern Ohio. High temperature in the 60s and 70s with some 50s in far northwest and from the Great Lakes into the region into Ohio. Today's forecast is drier for the western Corn Belt over the next coming 7 days, following favoring a better outlook for net drying conditions and for accelerated planting. Shower activity is still expected, but the resulting coverage and rain amounts will not be great enough to cause significant delays to field work. It will likely take a few days before some fields be dry enough to be planted once again, especially in parts of eastern and northern Iowa, where too much rain has occurred in recent weeks. However, good planting progress is likely once the topsoil firms, and many other areas outside of Iowa will see improved planting sooner. Rainfall in the eastern Corn Belt will be greater and more frequent than expected in the west, but some planting will still occur from time to time. High temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s today, except in the far northwest, where a few 50s are possible. Highs Wednesday and Friday will be in the 50s and 60s in most of the Midwest, which is quite a bit below average for this time of year. Low temperatures in the north will be in the 30s and 40s most often, while temperatures in the southeast will be in the 40s and the 50s. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, Monday was mostly dry. High temperatures were in the 70s and a few 80s and 50s and 60s in much of North Carolina and Virginia with that storm system that affected our region on Monday. The forecast today still includes a general soaking of rain for the Delta and much of the southeastern states tonight into Friday. The Northern Delta and Northern Alabama now look wettest relative to Monday's forecast, which is in which greatest rain was a little further to the south. The remainder of the two-week forecast is drier and more favorable for planting progress. Occasional showers are still expected, but the frequency and intensity of the rainfall is lower than predicted Monday. Planting should advance at a relatively brisk pace once some drying occurs after this week's rain. High temperatures for the next week in the Delta and Southeast will be in the 70s and 80s with a few 60s Wednesday and Thursdays. Lows will be in the 50s and 60s with a few 40s in a few locations. Temperatures will be turning a little cooler during the middle to latter part of next week. In Brazil, restricted rainfall will occur over the next week, coming week to 10 days. Total dry weather is not expected. The rain that does fall will be light and mostly insignificant. Some brief delays in late season harvest progress will occur, but the impact on grain, oilseed, or cotton quality should be limited. In Argentina, no precipitation was noted Monday, and little was expected for a few more days. A few showers may occur briefly this weekend, with greater rain possible during mid to late next week. The precipitation will be welcome for the wheat planting, but it'll still set back summer grain and oilseed harvesting temporarily. None of the rain is expected to be great enough to be much of concern over late season field work, and moisture will be needed for wheat areas in June. Temperatures will be warmer than usual in the coming week. Highs will be often in the 60s and 70s in the south and 70s to lower 80s in the north. In Australia, light rain showers limited regions along the Pacific coast, with a few isolated showers in western Victoria and southwestern parts of western Australia. Rain will increase throughout Australia's production areas over the next 7 to 10 days as a couple of disturbances move across the country. The first disturbance will bring the light rain to western Australia today, then into central and eastern production areas Wednesday through Friday. Rain associated with the two disturbances over the next week will be welcome and beneficial, with a boost in topsoil moisture expected from southeastern South Australia and Victoria into southern and eastern New South Wales. Rainfall the next 2 weeks will bring some welcome relief to dryness, and some areas will get enough moisture for aggressive planting of wheat, barley, and canola. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 844.5, up 1.5 last trade unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 805.5 unchanged, last trade down 1.5. December 839.75, down 0.5, last trade down 2. May corn opened at 602, down 1.5, last trade down 4.5. July 614.25, down 0.5, last trade down 3.75. December 637, down 0.75, last trade down 4.5. May beans opened at 1335 unchanged, last trade up 6.25. July 1349.25, up 5.75, last trade up 5.5. November 1293, up 3.75. Last trade up 7.75. July soybean meal opened at 339.50, up $1. Last trade up $1. July soybean oil opened at 61.12, down 16. Last trade up 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Can corn bulls make an argument that will do more than just support prices, saying that emergence rates are behind, and if you look at the forecasts, we're trending cooler, prices ought to go higher?
Well, I think they want to do that, but I think right now what's happened was the planting pace was as expected, and the technical people with yesterday's move are selling, and so we've got people thinking we could easily move 20 to 30 lower in the next week before maybe weather takes over and says, hey, we aren't as far along as we need to be. But I would like it to do that, but I think right now we're in for a sideways to lower move for a while until people realize in the trade that we aren't going to plant the rest of the corn this week where we got 1 to 2 inches across the Midwest.
So we're not going to plant the corn. They're not focusing on the emergence. It's all technical action at the moment.
That's where I would say it's at, yeah.
All right, then let's look at that corn market from a technical standpoint. Does $6 hold?
Right now, I don't know that it will. In the July, we're looking at the 6 as a good hold, and then back to 5.91 where it went 10, 15 days ago. In the December, I think, yes, it will hold.
Turn your attention to the beans. Your analysis there overnight was higher.
I think beans have got more chance right now to go up than corn because they are only 11% planted, and they're looking at that instead of where we're at and what the planting pace is going to be at the moment. Again, across the Midwest where we've had all this rain and we got more rain coming, where are we going to plant any more this week?
Do November futures need to move above, say, 13, 16 to really spark some more momentum-based buying interest?
I've got them about there to about 10 higher than that, and If they can't stay above that, I think we'll see them sideways to lower also.
Does wheat have a story to begin to be told, too, the emergence numbers?
I think the wheat, I think, is in a negative stance now, and that we're going to sell any little bounces. In fact, there's people selling wheat up in the 806, 808 area on the July right now.
Turn your attention over to CME Livestock. What do you see there today?
Oh, we see cattle up. Let's see, what are we looking there? Cattle up 10 to 40, and we're looking at hogs up 50 to a dollar.
And a strategy, are you still into the bought-put mode at this point?
In the cattle or the hogs?
No, I'm talking back to the grains now.
Oh, we're looking at buying puts in grains and even maybe selling calls against it, buying a 640 put, selling a 750 call against it, December corn and beans, buying a 1260 put, selling a 1460 put against it.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Pete joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.